Talks for a new contract began last July. When they broke down, the orchestra filed for Chapter 11. Negotiations picked up again earlier this year as the end of the contract loomed, and orchestra management has put forward what CEO Rob Berman calls the last, best, and final offer to the musicians.
The footprint of this organization in the future will be smaller than it has been in the past. That's sort of a priori, given the state that we're in.
Rather than keep the current 71 musicians on salary for 37 weeks, the proposal introduces a tiered system. 71 players will sign contracts, but 40 of them will be paid for 30 weeks, 18 B players will be paid for 20 weeks, and the final 13 C players will only be paid for 10 weeks.
They're going to have a hard time finding musicians, especially to fill out the B and C contracts. As it is, 30 weeks of work even winds up to be about a $27,000 a year salary.
That's musician Kim Tishner. She and the other players long argued that there are enough people in the area who like classical music to sustain a 71-member full-time orchestra. Tishner admits that would require more fundraising work, which the musicians have consistently pushed for. But arts writer Thompson Smiley is afraid that support could wane.
My great fear is if the Louisville Orchestra, as we know it, goes away, even for a year or two, for restructuring or whatever, that it won't come back. That the will, the spirit, the desire in the community for a symphony orchestra is just so much hot air. The financial and physical support is not there to sustain it.
Smiley says the management may be willing to compromise, but he doubts the deal will get much better for the musicians. If the players want their demands met, Smiley says they'll have to take a drastic step, like starting their own orchestra.
I think that's the best chance, is if they could set up a group of their own, self-managing. Many of the great orchestras of the world, like the Berlin Philharmonic and the London Symphony, are actually self-managing. The players are the board of directors, are the management.
The musicians have already moved in that direction. They've been performing on their own under the name Keep Louisville Symphonic. Tishner says that could be the seed for a new orchestra, but she's not making plans for it just yet. And unless a secession happens, there won't be a change in orchestra management. The reorganization plan submitted in bankruptcy court calls for Berman and the board of directors to retain their positions. Arts consultant Drew McManus says that's rare.
Traditionally, when a group would file for bankruptcy, it wouldn't be very long before you would see an accelerated rate of attrition on both the board and the administrative side.
But without a change in negotiating partners or much chance for compromise, it's inevitable that the ensemble that emerges from bankruptcy, if one emerges at all, will be different, either smaller or run by musicians. And if the latter option is taken, McManus says the musicians won't find self-governance much easier.
They'll go through the exact same process and challenges that the current organization has gone through, but sometimes just a change in the people working the process can lead to a better result.
No new negotiations are scheduled between the musicians and the management. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Gabe Bullard.